Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Daryl.
Thanks to everybody who joined us for this one. Thanks to Adam Hogue. Thanks to Kevin Fishbane. Thanks to everybody who dealt with our last hour of the show. Thanks to everybody who called in, who texted, who joined us on Twitch as well. And thanks to our crew, Ray Diaz, Sean Sears helping out, Brandon Fryer, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis, and Connor O'Donnell, of course. And thanks to everybody for being a part of a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. All of that said, let's now bring in Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes, because Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar, ice cold beer, legendary food. Hey, guys.
Hey. I have treats for Mark Grody and for Marshall Harris and for you, Layla, if you'd like them. These are Dave Wanstead's notes from yesterday's appearance on Spiegel and Holmes with various plays written on them and hieroglyphics. Mark Grody, can I interest you in some Wani notes?
I'd love that. I do have to be honest with you, though. When you said that and you were shuffling around some cards and I saw some like coloration on there, I was like, oh, is he serious? Is he giving us gift certificates? So this is a real letdown, actually.
Spiegs is giving away the leftover NBC Sports Chicago gift cards.
And I was going to be okay with it. Oh, I was just cleaning some stuff out.
Joe Stone. Crap, here we come.
Yeah, Steen didn't want them, so he's
maybe
like...
Maybe referring to these as treats was a fail by me.
No, I think it's still a treat.
You know what? I always just remember Mark Grody, one of the times when Wani was here back in the early days... Mark Grody was so excited.
I was, and
we made jokes about Grody sitting there, like in the bullpen, the host bullpen, with a foam finger on, just kind of waiting to talk to Coach Wanstead. I can't believe Wani's here.
Do you remember 1994 when you guys won the playoff game? And Wani's like, "Boy, this guy really was into my era." And the only reason is because it's like with I think all of us, I was just a fan of the Bears then, and so Dave Wanstead is a former Bears head coach whose little Mark Grody was like, oh my God, it's Dave Wanstead.
It was your first little whiff of post-Ditka possibilities. Like, oh my God, maybe it isn't just because now that the coach is gone, they could still be good.
That's right. And he was one of the, since, you know, the reason that Ben Johnson, there's a little bit of a hookup with Ben Johnson, is that Dave Wanstead, that was the last time previous to Ben Johnson that the Bears got the hot coaching candidate because Dave was an all-world, literally, world champion defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys of the 90s.
Marshall, it's on the back of a marquee.
I noticed that
card. So I don't know if your TV sensibilities.
I'm good on that. I heard the segment, so I'm good.
This is really disappointing.
But it's nice to see like the visual because I wasn't watching on Twitch or anything. So it's nice to see the visual to match the audio that I heard.
Sorry about that. I was excited. Layla, interested? No.
I love stuff.
All right,
like
I'll bring them in for you.
All right, hang on.
Also, I think those if they're let us entertain you, I don't know that those ever expire.
Yeah, you're right about that. I don't think they do. You can go on over to Bub City because I believe you can still get the Hub Nachos at Bub City.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay. That's, yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that months ago?
I thought we discussed that.
We did not discuss that.
Okay, well, it is now on the docket for the next time we catch up. We can go get Hub Nachos at Bub City.
I owe you. It's my turn. Nachos it is.
Speaking of Wani, of Dave Wanstead, and appearing as a guest on your show, I liked where Wani was going with the Caleb needing to be...
The fire and the passion?
The fire and the passion, that it's got to be, and of course there is nuance to this, but it's got to be Caleb's way. Like, it's Caleb has got to be the one that is... leading out there is what I think Dave Wanstead was trying to say about Caleb Williams.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess what I took from it is that the quarterback has to be a clear and direct and authentic communicator. And if that it means be feisty, go ahead. Like if that's really where it is. And I've been trying to picture Caleb like getting in guys' face to make sure that they do it the right way. He's got to be doing it the right way first. And also, I just
that's
don't
that's the issue.
But that person, I don't know that I've seen that personality out of him yet.
We heard about it.
Did we?
Once last year, and it was just via soundbite from DJ Moore. Do you guys remember? Well, I know you remember.
Yeah, like, you were
talking about this today. DJ Moore last year saying that, oh, Caleb out here yelling at guys, you know, putting us in our place.
Oh, being sassy.
Yeah. Wasn't that it, Marshall?
Yeah, that's
sassy.
Exactly
what it was. It bossy, too? I thought bossy was the word.
That was the
bossy
word.
Bossy was the word. I think this was when they were overseas,
sassy,
right?
Anyone?
This is when they were in London? Maybe. Yeah.
It was London.
Yeah, it was London. Because it was like a weird setup because DJ was saying it, but like Caleb was right over here.
Yeah.
He was within earshot of the comments.
Bossy, you're right.
It was bossy and sassy. Yeah. Both of them said it.
He's bossy. But also, there was a moment during I think it was the Washington game. Maybe it was the Saints game. Something recently where he was yelling on the bench. Like he was very fired up. And it was in response to something that had happened on the previous drive. And that was fire and passion. I can't remember which game it is. I'd have to go back and look at my Bears doc, my notebook. But I do know that that happened, and there's video evidence of it this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting. Like, he's going to have to be that guy at some point. And it's crazy to ask somebody this young to be that guy, but that's the gig.
Yeah. Well,
no, you say like this young, I understand you're talking more about NFL experience versus actual age, because there's been guys younger than him, age standpoint, who have taken on that role.
For sure. And if they have that thing, then they can go ahead and take on that.
Does he have that thing?
I don't know if he does have that thing or not. I don't know.
I think we're about to find out.
I think this is the year that you find out. And that's why it's so fascinating, like the way that Ben's coaching him, the way he has to be coached, the maturing that has to take place. That's the stuff I can't get enough of. We're watching it.
So DJ called Caleb bossy, right. And yeah. Caleb said that was sassy.
Sassy. That sounds exactly like okay. What happened.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Order and everything.
Well, isn't that it with just with Caleb Williams in general? We talked about this with Tyrique Stevenson. Just having to be reminded every day, maybe, what it means to be in the position that you are living right now. It doesn't mean being a leader one day, yelling at DJ Moore one day. It means doing it every single day. And I'm not just talking about the leadership stuff. I'm talking about the way he plays football, because I think it's safe to say that even though Caleb Williams can still become a great quarterback, he's a little behind where he should be. And I think some of that is Caleb learning on the field to do things the same way to a certain degree every time. So not just with the leadership, but on the field. So it feels like a blanket thing with what Dave Wanstead was saying that goes to so many different levels.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but like the more we go on, you know, living and such, yeah. doing all the things.
Yeah.
I crave authentic communicators.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, and if you're not going to be authentic, like you're covered up with whatever you're trying to, whatever game you're trying to run, I can smell it and I really don't like it.
Yeah.
It gets frustrating to me. And I kind of watch sports through that lens, at least the sports guys that we cover through that lens.
You know what's funny though, is in real life, how many times, say in like a professional setting or something, do you get criticized for being authentically communicating? Like when people say just be yourself, it's usually because they don't want you to be.
Well, I will say this.
Sometimes
when you're talking about being authentic and, you know, people saying just be yourself and you feel like you can't, sometimes you got to do a little introspection and be like, I should be a better person, then be yourself.
Like, no, but I just say that to say sometimes the inauthentic communicators are the ones telling you to be more like them.
Is this still about the Jaquan Brisker thing, Marshall? Is that what this is about?
I mean, that is now made its way around the league.
Oh, it has?
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
And NFL on Fox sent it out.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I imagine that there's a locker room in Cincinnati, and there's definitely a locker room in Minneapolis that has those quotes.
It's not the fact that the quotes exist. It's just doing the fact checking on what he's talking about.
It's ridiculous.
You're like, what?
But I think it kind of is also that the quotes exist. Like, you made the quote. What are you doing?
It'd be unnecessary sideswipe at the best wide receiver
in the league.
Okay, so here's the deal. If he says that, and I go look at the game book from that game, and I see that he was, let's just say he was 10 for 10 for a buck 36 or whatever it was in the first half, and then he was like one catch out of 8 targets in the second half, then I'll be like, okay, I see where you're coming from, even though you're ridiculous because you gave up triple digit yardage in the first half.
You went and did the math on it?
Oh, yeah.
What you got?
So in that game, it was 10 for 10 on the targets in the first half. It was 2 for 3 in the second half. They didn't need, like.
So he dropped one?
He was 12 of 13 on targets.
13 in the game. Come on. Come on, man. Give me something to, like, I can work with you on this.
Look, Jaquan Brisker is hilarious. And here's the thing. For
Grody
better or
over
worse.
There stirring the pot,
I know.
Look, big spoon.
Are we laughing with him or at him?
It's not a pot anymore.
Please,
it's a cauldron.
Listen to the whole evolution of the audio. I didn't start it, but I finished it. You're damn right.
We don't start stuff, but we finish stuff.
Yeah, a couple guys hit singles ahead of me, man. I hit the grand slam at the end.
It's crazy.
I finished it. Yes.
Like I said, if he hadn't done anything in the second half because he got targeted a bunch and you shut him down. There's you got pass block deflections, an interception, something. Give me something, Quaddy B.
It's also not you put a target on your teammate's backs.
Yeah, because you're not the one guarding him in man coverage.
Right.
That was the best about Wani's reaction yesterday. He's like, well, it's like if I said it, I'm not guarding him. Jaquan's not guarding him. You know, what are you doing?
Well, I was telling this story on the air and off the air. I actually can't remember if it was on the air today or not, but a couple years ago, last game in Green Bay, the Packers beat the Bears with all their Romeo Dobbses and all their receivers who are good but not great.
Oh, yeah, they had those five rookies. It was ridiculous.
Where everybody was like, how the hell are they doing this? And we're all like, oh, great, Jordan Love is great and all this stuff. But after the game, after the Bears
who are these people?
How about Henry Melton? After the game, there's Jaquan Brisker ripping on the receivers for the Green Bay Packers and saying that none of them are any good. And I did tweet some of that stuff. I got Aaron Jones coming at me in the tweet I threw out there. And then, of course, I had to like make sure it all was good with Brisker because I'm not necessarily trying to make it viral and make him viral. And he was like, I don't care. He doesn't care.
There's a line between.
I don't care.
He does not care.
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care.
There's a line between.
I don't care.
I'm always curious when I see leg irons without legs in them.
Disrespect. And the line between trolling and clear disrespect here has been all but erased because it's all of it. I'm trolling you and I disrespect you.
So I found the NFL and Fox post where they did the video and they tried to shout out Josh Friedman, but they missed his last letter on his name, so it just looks like Josh Friedma. Sorry, Josh.
Yeah, because did Josh ask the first question? See?
Well, they gave him credit for providing the video.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's got 730 comments on Instagram.
And most of the comments are, who is Jaquan Brisker?
Yeah. And then Will Blackman is posted the Steve Harvey gif with his hand in his mouth, just shaking his head.
Oh, man. Listen.
I wonder which episode that was. Is that from the
Family Feud?
I know, but which episode is it? The Popeyes. What's Popeye's favorite food?
It might be the name that starts with H. Jose. Remember that?
Oh my God! Yes.
I think that my favorite video, though, is the one where the guy walks up. What is his? Isn't it Darius?
I know exactly what you're talking about. She was,
There's a young, very attractive, voluptuous woman on one side, and there's Darius. And she jumps up and down, and she's like, come on, Darius.
And he starts barking.
And he like, is like, rrr, rrr. And Steve is like, isn't that your wife over here? What are you doing?
It's amazing. I mean, that show has been good television for what? 40 years? 45 years?
It's a case 50? Study. It's
amazing. Like, it was great with Richard Dawson.
You can learn a lot about the human problem, or whatever you want to call it. Human condition, I guess, is a more polite way to say it, by watching just
I'll go with
episode
problem.
Marathon of Family Feud. It's very telling.
Well, now that Richard Dawson, have we all seen some of the cringy
clips? It is 50 years. That show debuted in 76.
Amazing.
Who's the guy that took his life? There was a guy. I hate to really bring the room.
It's Ray Combs, right?
Ray Combs.
Yeah, man, that poor dude.
Yeah.
So your hosts of Family Feud have been Richard Dawson, Ray Combs, Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson was bad.
Richard Karn.
What?
John O'Hurley.
Wow, I missed these
I remember
folks.
John O'Hurley.
And Steve Harvey.
Forgot that John O'Hurley.
Steve Harvey's taking it to another level.
Yeah, that's the thing. He and the producers and the questions that they decide to go out and ask 100 people, that is taking it to a place where we're never coming back.
And the social media era, it's really good for clips.
You're right about that. But do we really think it's 100 people? You really think every time it's
100
people?
I don't.
Really?
Well, I'm with you, Layla.
It's like, 100 people.
But look, back in the day, it was probably like you just go to the mall. Where do you go now to find 100 people?
Online.
They'll do online service. Okay. Yeah. You got to think about it. They're doing like a 100-question survey each time to give the question. It's sort of like when Mike Tirico goes to Michael Jordan's house. It just does one long clip. And you just can't take little pieces.
We'll slice and dice it later.
Yeah.
Name like, Popeye's like, favorite food.
Chicken.
that chicken in a can.
Oh,
right
man.
There.
Man.
She was dancing too. She was like, yeah, I know all about Popeye's.
I'm nailing that to the wall.
And that's not a thing.
Name something that follows the word pork. You pine.
That's good. That's good.
That's excellent. Man, we never found a porcupine, did we? We were looking for a porcupine for a while because Bo Jackson has had the hiccups for like 30 years. True story. And he's tried everything to get rid of the hiccups. And he said, I would do anything. I would smell a porcupine's ass to get rid of these hiccups. And we were like, can we get a porcupine and see if that works? And we tried. We never got there.
Good luck.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks, Lawrence.
Layla, I am looking right now at Bub City's menu and under appetizers, Hub 51 pulled chicken nachos.
I should have known. I should have known to think that was going to stay in the company.
It's my favorite food item in Chicago.
Well, let's do it. Let's get some nachos.
They're messy. What do they do with it? What do they put on it?
They're so good.
Nacho Victory Monday.
Sauce, crack?
Yeah.
No. But their actual tortilla chips are really good too, and the pulled chicken is amazing. So, you know.
It's also the fact that you're guaranteed to have every port, like, they're good with the layering.
Yes.
You know how some people layer nachos and, like, they just put it all on the top, and then you've got, like, five layers of chips underneath with nothing.
Right. With a little bit of cheddar and Oaxaca.
It's like they don't do that there. It's like you get the full bite of the nacho every time.
Yeah, they do. It's like when you go to Outback, you order the Aussie cheese fries, but you say layered, please, and then they come out a completely.
Oh, is that a hack? I didn't know that was a hack.
It's a major hack.
Hey, I have a question. I met a friend for lunch today at the Original Pancake House.
Okay,
over there on River North.
Yeah,
and so
oh, they didn't want to come to 47th Street. Huh?
Well, it's right there. It's near where they were staying in a hotel. But like, is that the original Pancake House?
I don't believe so.
Because it's older and it's got like this small, you know, vibe. Like it's this old house.
We'd have to check because I'm pretty sure the Original Pancake House is an offshoot of the Walker Brothers. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, because Walker Brothers all over the North Shore.
Yeah, and then there is the Original Pancake House on 47th Street.
Right, no,
right off of Lakeshore Drive.
I've been to that one, and I've been to the one over by Park West in the Chicago History Museum, right over there at Armitage and Lakeshore. I've been to a lot of Original Pancake Houses. I just don't know what
you're
the
trying to find the original.
What was your order, though? Because that's what I want to know.
Oh, I had the chicken crepes today. It was delicious.
Crepes are always a good choice.
Man, let's go! Let's have. How about a crepe truck? Let's do a crepe food truck.
It's always a truck with you.
As long as it's your money being invested into it.
It is always
a truck. All right, so I have a history.
Okay.
Here we go.
Thank you very much.
Family owned and operated for three generations, the Original Pancake House was founded in Portland, Oregon in 1953.
Wow.
The very first location is still in operation today.
Okay.
Our family story began in 1972 when Uncle Joe opened the doors to his first location in Hyde Park.
Hyde Park is number one. Good job, Uncle Joe.
Also related, Portland, if you get out there, their breakfast food is immaculate. They have so many different places that have just shut down. You're going to need a nap after this breakfast food. It is amazing.
It's the best meal.
Brunch spot.
Is that number one? Is breakfast or brunch the best meal?
Come on, man. I don't even like eggs, but I love everything else.
Yeah.
Everything else.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
Are you ready, by the way? I know you guys got to go here, but are you ready to entertain me tonight?
Oh, dude.
I have high expectations. Is my suite ready?
Can't wait.
Is my suite ready me and my two babes?
I've got a velvet rope situation for you, Mark Grody, plus two tonight at the Tribute of Source show.
Thank you. All right,
Mr. Thrupple over here.
I just want to make sure you got a roped off section. Okay, I don't want what happened last time. I don't need a bunch of people coming up to me.
I understand.
Your request.
Yeah. No, Mr. Grody, I don't know if I can guarantee a table, but I'm trying to find a spot for you.
Thank you.
But the band is ready. Very excited to sing some Black Sabbath and a couple Ozzy Osbournes tonight.
Okay.
Because it's Halloween!
Heck yeah, man!
It's America's number one holiday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.